The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. In 1917, after World War I, Our Lady appeared to three shepherd children, very poor, in Fatima, Portugal, a town named after a prominent figure in the history of Islam. A town where there have been Muslim influences and conquests and Christian. A town at that time suffering from the ravages of communism and atheism by their government's leadership. Having seen the horrors of World War I, Our Lady appeared to these three shepherd children in their poverty and simplicity, asking them to pray for sinners, to do penance, to fast. She told them if men's hearts were not converted, a worse world war would come after the first. And she pleaded with them to spread this message throughout the world. She urged in 1917 that we go to confession at least once a month. That was before the internet. She urged us to fast, to pray the rosary daily as a family, and to offer up penances for the conversion of sinners, lest something even worse happen because of the sins in men's heart. And then she gave the children a vision of hell. Now there were three secrets Our Lady entrusted to these children. Sister Lucia, the last to die around 2004 or 5, well into her 90s as a religious sister at the time. The other two died of the Spanish flu as children, 7, 10 years old respectively. And the third secret was kept secret from the public for over 100 years. And it wasn't until Pope Benedict that he finally published online the original manuscript written in Lucia's hand and the translation in various languages of the third secret, because there have been many speculations about what it was or what it could be. And the speculations and rumors were running rampant, and Pope Benedict wanted to put an end to it. So by publishing it, he made it universally clear and obvious and transparent. And it seems the reason why they hid that third secret for 100 years is because what it revealed was that in hell, when the children saw that vision, they saw a lot of priests, bishops, cardinals, monsignors, and popes in hell. To whom much is given, much is expected. And I'm sure it horrified the children, not because only they saw hell, but they saw who was in it. And it was clear to them that becoming a priest or a nun or a brother is not a guarantee to salvation. In fact, it can make it more difficult because we are given more. We'll hear next week how our seminary spends $60,000 a year per seminarian in their formation, with room, board, tuition, healthcare, psychological services, etc. And we'll be taking up a collection throughout the diocese this week and next week. Not here, but next week here. To whom much is given, much is expected. And of course, priests are ordained in the person of Christ to offer the sacraments in his name for your benefit, the people of God. But lest we look upon this historical fact of what the children saw in hell, and we forget that all of us, through baptism, our priests, prophets, and kings, the words of today's scripture speak just as much to you as it does to me. Because before I was ordained a priest of Jesus Christ, I was anointed priest, prophet, and king on the day of my baptism, as were each and every single one of you. And in that anointing as priest, the church is charging you not to offer the Mass, that's the work of the clerical priesthood, but to offer your own prayers to the Father. Just as Our Lady of Fatima told the children, pray the rosary daily for the conversion of hearts. Do prayer and fasting and penance for the conversion of sinners. She warned that if the world was not consecrated to her Immaculate Heart, the Pope in union with the bishops, and if the world had not converted their hearts back to God, that a worst world war would ensue. And that's exactly what happened. World War II. 11 million people were slaughtered, 6 million of them just because they were Jewish. And our hearts were not converted. and the world did not change. And it wasn't until Pope John Paul II that Sister Lucia, the visionary of Fatima, acknowledged that he had fulfilled Our Lady's request of consecrating the world to her Immaculate Heart so that Russia would not rear its ugly head. And then we had the collapse of the Berlin Wall and the fall of the Soviet Union. But now we find ourselves with the drumbeats of war, with Putin and Russia wanting to reestablish the Soviet Union in their invasion of Ukraine. We see the horrors going on in the Holy Land, both what was done on October 7th and what has continued every day in Gaza and the West Bank thereafter. And it looks like we're headed to another world war. When the world did not respond to Our Lady of Fatima's request, 11 million people were killed. It was not God's punishment. God doesn't need to punish us. We are very good at doing that to ourselves and one another. He doesn't need any help, or we don't need any help. 11 million people were slaughtered in that horrible war. But when we listen to God's word, when we hear the call to conversion, to leave behind hypocrisy and live our faith from the heart, entrusting ourselves to Mary and listening to her who leads us to Jesus, her Savior and ours, then anything can happen. I think it's no coincidence that when Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared in the 16th century, at a time when the Native Americans of the New World, not new to them, of course, only to the Europeans, would not convert because of the hypocrisy of Spaniards who called themselves Catholics and who were raping the women and enslaving the natives and selling them off into slavery and killing them with no repercussions. They would not be converted because they equated Catholicism with these Spaniards, conquistadores, in spite of the humble efforts of the Franciscans at the time and Bishop Zumárraga of Mexico City. Our Lady appears and she shows them a message and an image of empathy, of enculturation, speaking their language, dressing in their dress, communicating to them through their symbols and astrology in the tilma. Because of her apparition, because of her miracle in the tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and because the people listened to her, 11 million Native Americans were converted. More than what had left the Catholic Church during that time because of the Protestant Reformation. Almost the same number, give or take, of how many were killed in World War II. When we refuse to live our lives faithfully, according to the faith, when we fall into hypocrisy as the baptized priesthood, the baptized faithful, and the clergy, horrible things happen. Not because God punishes us, but because we live out the consequences of sin in our lives and experience it from others. And again, like I said, God does not need to help us hurt and destroy ourselves and one another. We're very good at doing that all on our own without his help. And so when we do not heed his invitation and call to conversion, quote, if you do not listen, if you do not lay it to your heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and of your blessing I will make a curse. You have turned aside from the way and have caused many to falter by your instruction. And so destruction ensues. But when we listen to the Lord and we hear the call of his mother, who is the most sure, perfect, and direct way to Jesus Christ, then 11 million Native Americans can be converted without violence, without coercion, and with due respect to their culture, their language, their history, and their dignity. Mary shows us how to bring about the conversion of our hearts and those who even practice human sacrifice, though nowhere near on the level that we do here in the United States through abortion. She is calling us once again to conversion, lest a worst world war occur. As we hear the drumbeats of war and the horror and the anger and the frustration throughout the world of what's happening in the Middle East, as we see the precarious situation of Ukraine holding back the war machine of Russia impeding into Europe, the question is, where will we be in a week, in a month? Where will our world be in a year? Again, history has proven time and again that if we heed the Lord's call to conversion of hearts, through prayer, sacrifice, penance, and fasting, and follow in the footsteps of Our Lady to Jesus, her Savior and ours, not only can we be converted, but millions more spared and our world saved. Because as Pope John the 23rd said, and the Second Vatican Council, peace is not the absence of war. Peace, rather, is the presence of justice and respect and mutual honor of human dignity. That is the peace we strive for. That is the peace that God offers, if only we would listen to His Mother. He chose to come to us in His divine free will through Mary, and thereby making her the most perfect means to come to us, she remains the most perfect means to return to Him. On December 8th, when I am installed as your pastor, those who have been receiving the formation of consecration to Mary according to St. Louis de Montfort will join me in making that consecration to the Archbishop and consecrating our parish to her Immaculate Heart here at the Sacred Heart Parish. I pray that you would join us in some symbolic way at that Mass and in the days leading up to it, that our world might be spared and, most importantly, our hearts be converted, recognizing that only God is our Father, only God is our Master, only God is our Rabbi, and anyone who assumes those titles do so only in imitating His example, no less, because it cannot be any more than Him. The greatest among you must be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.